FCS Nation, it's here. The Stone Cold Quarterback segment, the first of the 2024-2025 season. And I had to go grab one of my favorite quarterbacks in the entire subdivision, Central Arkansas signal caller Will McIlvain. He's a senior, rocks the deuce. Will, appreciate you joining the show this year.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
We both played in the Valley. I've had a glimpse behind the scenes, I think, to your game and how you read defenses and just an overall fan, man. So appreciate you joining the show. Listen, let's just knock this one out of there early, all right? I know you've been told a bunch of times by Coach Nate Brown, your coach, QB coach, Coach Cullums, to just move on from last week. Just don't talk about it. Don't say anything stupid. Don't say anything that could get you or your team in trouble. But Will, in regards to last week's game, I want to give you the opportunity to say something clean to Bears fans. Calm them down, call off the dogs, or at least what would you tell them that would instill confidence in y'all moving forward this season? The news broke that there was a dumbass in charge of breaking down that replay and making that call at the end of the game. That's for another day. I won't let you speak on that, but talk to the Bears fans, man.
Yeah, I think we should just be super encouraged. You know, we came back down 17 in the fourth quarter. We got off to a slow start in the first half and scored 31 points in the second half. So I think we should be super encouraged. You know, we have a great team, offense and defense side of the ball. Obviously, it would have been great to get that win. You know, obviously, we were kind of robbed of the opportunity to win that game. But, I think as a unit, we played well, though, well enough to win, obviously. And, you know, I think there's still meat on the bone, so it should be encouraging going forward.
What's your mindset going into FBS games wearing an FCS uniform? You played at UNI. You're from Iowa. You almost knocked off Iowa State in week one, I believe it was, and Arkansas State. We're favored by double digits last week, and you went ahead and gave them hell. You talked about erasing a 17-point deficit. What's your mindset going into those games? What are some of the things you're thinking pre-game, the week leading up to it? Why do you play well in big games?
I think that, you know, those are the moments that you want, because obviously as an FCS player, you feel like you didn't really get the chance to play at that level. And I think that, you know, that's why maybe that one stung so much, because everybody, if you, you know, you play FCS, you understand that everybody wants an opportunity to get one over FBS team. And in my career, I've been really close a lot of times. At UCA here, we've been close a lot of times. I know they've gotten some in the past, so it would have been a big win for the program. And you know, we'll have bigger wins down the line this season, but I think that, you know, it's just about preparing for that moment and wanting to operate in that moment.
That's well said right there, Will. That's well said. You hinted about the team that you guys have, the roster that's put in place right now. Coach Brown, you making the move over now, got the keys to the offense, had it last year, put a lot of good things on tape, but this kind of feels like the year for you guys. Everybody, as you guys ranked inside the top 10, we have you guys sitting at 9. Talk about your guys' offseason. How were OTAs? How was camp? You guys have a pretty good buzz going right now. Pretty much everybody, like I just mentioned, has you guys rocking out in the top 10, but you feel like we're all right about that?
I do. I think that, you know, we've got to go prove it, though. I mean, we've got a ton of great players. I think in the past, we've had a ton of great players. I think we've added to that. And it's just about going out there and doing it consistently week in and week out. I think that's going to be the biggest challenge. You know, everything was good in the offseason. I think it's just about preaching. You know, it's a brotherhood. We're a family. And it's going to take a collective unit, you know, in the phone. You know, and it's never just one side of the ball. You know, wins and loses the game. We all got to do it together. So, you know, we got some of the best players in the country on both sides of the ball. And we just got to go make it happen this year, week in and week out.
Love it. Why should we be excited about Central Arkansas football in 2024?
I think just for that exact reason. You know, we have great coaches. We've got great players on both sides of the ball. I think we're fun to watch. You know, you click us on our defense, and we've got some of the best players in the country at every level, whether it's D-line, whether it's linebacker, whether it's in the secondary. And in the offense, the same thing. You know, I would like to say that I've at this point earned the respect to be one of the best quarterbacks. We have some of the best receivers. We've got a great offensive line. We've got probably the best backfield, bar none. So, you know, it's just really exciting to watch this, I would think.
Let's talk about that backfield. Let's talk about your running mate. One of my favorite players to watch, Shunderrick Powell. Again, having a chat here with Will McIlvain, signal caller for UCA, the Central Arkansas Bears. These Stone Cold Quarterback segments are pretty offense heavy. So if you're a fat guy or you enjoy hearing about defenses, you, ma'am, are in the wrong place. Let's talk about Shunderrick Powell, man. Why should he be a household name for FCS fans? And what makes him so damn good? Went for $176 last week, found pay dirt twice. What makes Shunderrick so good?
What makes Shunderrick so good is a number of things. A lot of it is probably God-given ability. I mean, he's an unbelievable player, but he's also an unbelievable person. You know, he works really hard. He prepares for the games every single week. He prepares all offseason really hard. I mean, he didn't just wake up and become who he was. You know, he's an amazing player. And I mean, it's easy to turn and hand 27 the ball and let him go to work. So, and we've got Darius Hale too, another one of the best backs in the country, number 4. So we've got a great backfield. I think they complement each other really well. And just playing with both of those guys makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, it does. Just put in 27's gut. That's it. It's over with. Shunderrick Powell, one of the best running backs in the country. Player of the week for us nationally a few times last year. And every time I tap into your guys' game, his first step step. Like, I think when he's able to hit a gap, when he's able to hit a hole or it goes to the outside, like that first step turning upfield, I think he has one of the best first steps in the entire country. Shenderick Powell, keep an eye out for him. Number 27 for the Bears this season. All right, well, moving on. Let's talk about your relationship with the head man, Nathan Brown, and your QB coach, Coach Cullums, on and off the field. What's your guys' rapport like?
It's really good. I think I've never had a relationship, you know, as close with coaches as much as I have here. You know, they're more than just coaches, and it's not just with me. It's with everybody on the team. You know, they're great just people to be around, great role models. I think that was a huge reason I came to UCA was just the family environment that it felt like it was on the visit. And it wasn't just, you know, a show on the visit. It's exactly how it was when I got to school. And both of those guys played quarterback at UCA. They both had success. Coach Brown was probably the best to ever play at UCA. And, you know, Coach Cullums won a national title as a quarterback at UCA. So how would you not come, you know, play for those guys and, you know, try to let them instill of what they've done into you?
I love it. But on the field, though, your relationship with the signals and the calls that come into the game, you feel like you guys are in a great spot right now. Third downs, you kind of know what's on the sheet, what's coming. Is that kind of where the confidence comes from, you think?
I do. I think Coach Combs is an amazing play caller, you know, and he knows what I like. I think year three together, you know, he tries to get things that I'm comfortable with 100%. And, you know, we have a good relationship for sure.
I always ask this, but what is Brown's message to y'all this season? And what I mean by message, I mean, when you walked into the locker room, when you guys reported during this summer, I know how this goes. Some coach, whether it's your head man, whether it's your strength coach, they want something printed on the back. They want something printed on the front for you guys to walk around and work out and all summer long leading up to the season. And then they preach that in week one, in week two, in week three, and on. What's that message for the UCA Bears in 2024?
I don't think there really was a special catchphrase. I think it's just us trying to be who we can be and who we're supposed to be. You know, we've got the talent every single week to go out and win the game. You know, we weren't intimidated to go into Arkansas State. I think that's why even in the fourth quarter down by 17, we never felt like, man, we can't come back and win this game. You know, especially last year with some of the ways that we won some games. So I think we'll carry that into every single week, you know, just knowing the ability that we have as a team and just be who we're supposed to be.
You just talked about being down 17 and still having confidence. You just teed me up for my next question here. What's the confidence level in your squad this season, 1 to 10? I love your guys' schedule. I'm not going to sit here and talk about what game do you have circled. That would get you in trouble. How easy do you think your schedule is? That'll get you in trouble. But from a confidence level in your squad, both offensively and defensively, everybody who takes a snap, everybody who doesn't take a snap, redshirt, walk-ons, whatever it is, 1 through 10, what would you peg it?
I'd say it's a 10. I've never been more confident in the team, you know, just because I know the amount of work that we put in together, and I know the players that are lining up with me on offense. I know the players that are lining up on defense, you know, when we're on the sideline. So I just have an unbelievable amount of confidence in those guys, you know, when Arkansas State had the ball, you know, just because this last game that we played and it was, you know, a minute or so left. I mean, I 100% believe that we were going to win that game just because you look out there and you see David, you see T-Bird, you see T.D. Williams, you see so many just great players that you know are going to make a play. And I know we can't put the short end of the stick, but it's nobody's fault. You know, obviously we just didn't get the right call. So it is what it is.
Love it. It is what it is. Ain't nothing you can do about it, Will, but move on. A team that I think you guys can beat on deck. Obviously don't give anything up. I don't think teams, or at least athletes on rosters, are tapping into this tape, but your opponent next week, like I said, I'm really confident you guys get it done, but what are some things that you see on tape that you guys can exploit? And for fans, general fans who don't really know X's and O's, what are they going to see?
Yeah, Lindenwood's a good team. They're playing a lot of cover one, cover three against Kansas. You know, they'll mix in some too high stuff too. But they play Kansas well. They're a good program. You know, I think they're making the transition from Division two to Division one, and obviously that's got some curves to it. But man, that's a good program. They came to our place and beat us a couple years ago. So we'll be a long ways from overlooking them or from disrespecting them in any way. I mean, they're a great team, and you know, the message is going to be the same every single week, no matter who we're playing. It's about us just going out there and playing to our level.
Yeah, going back and watch your game. Now I watched it live, but watching it again and then going and watching some Lindenwood Kansas tape, I was surprised Lindenwood played as much man coverage as they did against Kansas. But what it told me was, okay, Central Arkansas is going to get man coverage, kind of just kind of not knocking the cobwebs or the rust off, but they like their guys. And if you're willing to do it against a team like Kansas, you're going to bring it to your FCS opponent as well. So looking forward to the Lindenwood game. Check that one out this weekend. Again, having a chat here with Will McElvain, quarterback, signal caller for Central Arkansas, the Bears in purple. Will, it's going to do it for us, but I do have some rapid fire questions for you. What comes right up to the top of the head first, all right?
Okay.
What you bumping pregame? Favorite rapper?
T-Grizzly.
T-Grizzly. Wasn't expecting that. Are you a Caleb Williams fan? If so, why? If not, why not?
I am for sure. He's a phenomenal player. I mean, he extends plays, and I think that, you know, he's shown that he can play from the pocket too. I mean, it's just, I think he's got a complete game. He's a great player.
Road tripping with the boys, y'all stop at Casey's. What is Will grabbing first? What's the go-to?
Casey's, I don't think soda. I'll get like a lemonade though. I do got a sweet tooth. Probably, you know, some type of candy. I couldn't even really pinpoint. I guess whatever I'm in the mood for that day, but some type of lemonade and a candy probably.
Lemonade and a candy. All right, I'll take it. Rate Raisin Cane's on a scale of 1 to 10.
10.
It's easy.
Yeah, right. Right, that's good.
Who does Will McIlvaine model his game after? College or the NFL? Like college or the NFL? Who do you model your game after from a quarterback perspective?
I don't know if I model my game after anybody. I want to be my own player, but I think that there's been a lot of influence. I used to love like Johnny Manziel, of course. I used to love Deshaun Watson in Houston. I mean, there's been so many players that I just like, you know, was a fan of, you know, for a stint. So I couldn't probably say one person individually, but there's been a lot of quarterbacks that, you know, you look at and, you know, do a great job.
I love those two for you. Johnny Manziel, just because hash to hash, the way you're able to move, and Deshaun, like the weight distribution, the leaning right, the leaning left, the leaning back. I think that's two really good answers for you. Favorite NFL team?
Every NFL team, it's got to probably be the Browns. I'm still rocking with Deshaun, so I'm hoping that they'll get it going this year.
There you go. Who's the better 12, Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Tom Brady.
You suck. Thought I'd be able to get you there on Aaron Rodgers' train. Is Central Arkansas a top 10 team in the country, a bona fide top 10 team in the country?
Yeah, I think without a doubt.
Favorite route to throw?
Good question. I think in cuts are pretty exhilarating, you know, squeezing the in cut in there or something like that.
Some anticipation?
A deep ball, too, though. You know, you love completing a deep ball.
Yes, you do. Favorite part about playing quarterback?
I think just the amount of influence you have on a game, you know, you've got total control, you know, you like to feel like you do, you touch the ball on every single play, even in a run game, you know, making a check or in the pass game, you know, when everything's online and it's on you, I like to feel like that's, you know, when I'm at my best. So I think it's just that for sure. It's just the impact you can have on a game.
How bad did UCA get robbed last week versus Arkansas State?
It might be one of the worst robbings in history of college football. I don't know. It's bad though. It's bad.
Childhood nickname.
I don't even know if I had one. I just will, you know. I don't know if I ever had one.
Years past on Instagram, you went with Will Snoop. You've changed it.
People
now,
call me people. Yeah, people call me Snoop when I was growing up. I don't even know what for, but that was like high school. People call me Snoop, so that used to be my name, but rarely though.
Well, I'll continue to call you Snoop. I like it. I like Will Snoop. Favorite cereal?
Cereal, Fruity Pebbles.
Good call. Favorite toy as a kid?
I don't know if I used to play with toys that much. I used to have like the football action figures though, like the small football action. I had like a Michael Vick, you know, all those type of action figures.
None of the nerdy stuff? None of the Game Boys? None of it?
Nah, I'm not really even too big into video games still to this day. You know, I'm not really into that.
At which store would Will McIlvaine max out his credit card?
I like to shop like clothes for sure. I don't know if it'd be a specific store. When I'm in Dallas a lot, I'll go to Neiman Marcus, you know, and you know, you're gonna spend some money in Neiman Marcus, but I don't know if I'd ever max my card out. I'm cool and maxing it out.
Maybe one day. All right, that right there is gonna do it for the Stone Cold Quarterback segment, the first of the season. I said this earlier, I'm gonna say it again. One of my favorite quarterbacks in the entire subdivision. If you haven't seen Will McIlvaine play football, you better tune in because it's a sight to see. Will, I appreciate you joining the show this year. Good luck the rest of the way. Don't beat up on Lindenwood too bad, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.